on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Snarly, gonna cut you down.
Go tell. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A major piece of, in this case, bipartisan legislation has just been proposed and is going to be submitted to the Senate. It's the Electoral Count Reform Act and a companion bill, the Enhanced Election Security and Protection Act. What do they mean? What do they entail? Ever since that debacle with Trump saying that Pence has to do the right thing, said he should be hanged because Pence didn't overturn the electoral count, and it took one senator and one congressman to call for a vote, roll call vote, and it turned out that 140 or so Republicans in the House wouldn't certify Joe Biden. To put an end to that stuff, they've come up with a couple of bills. And two of, frankly, my least favorite senators are the sponsors, but there are a number of others. Joe Manchin for the Democrats and Susan Collins for the Republicans. When I saw that, I thought, now, wait a minute. Joe Manchin's this guy that's tanked Biden's agenda. Soft infrastructure. I don't want him. And Susan Collins claims that she didn't know Brett Kavanaugh was lying to her during confirmation. Listen, Collins, you're elected to the Senate. You're supposed to have something between your ears, okay? If you looked at that confirmation hearing, anybody with half a brain would look at that and realize that he had not promised to do anything that you think he'd promised to do. Well, under this new act, though, it has so far, 9 Republicans, as well as all Democrats, and some of the Republicans, you have Romney, Murkowski, Portman, and of the Democrats, you have Sinema. Okay, she is Manchin's fellow traveler and running dog. But you also have Chris Murphy and Chris Coons, and a lot of people I have a lot of respect for. So there's something to it. Here's what it does. It says flat out that the vice president's role is ministerial. He has no authority to overturn anything. It says that. Secondly, it says that 20% of each chamber has to object to the electors to trigger a vote in the House. 20% in the House is over 80 people. And 20% in the Senate is 20 senators. That's a lot of senators. That's a lot of congressmen, a lot of them. You don't have just a clown like Josh Hawley and a clown like Paul Gosar saying we should do it. It also amends the Presidential Transition Act to say that if there is a contest in good faith, each party will get resources in the transition period, depending how it comes out. It says that the state's governor submits the slates of electors. Right now, it's really up to secretaries of state, election commissions, this one and that one. It does provide that the states can provide otherwise, but right now it's the governor in this legislation. It provides for expedited review of all this, a 3-judge panel and direct appeal to the Supreme Court. It repeals an 1845 law that permitted state legislatures to override the popular will. Now, the Enhanced Protection Act provides double penalties for people who threaten or intimidate election officials, poll watchers, voters or candidates, and it gives the Postal Service guidance to improve mail-in ballots, the delivery of mail-in ballots, and it reauthorizes something called the Election Assistance Commission for 5 years. Provides that electronic election records have to be preserved. And as I say, there are a number of Republicans and Democrats who support it. All the Democrats, I think, support it, but ones that are willing to co-sponsor it, Chris Murphy and Chris Coon, are both liberal Democrats. Yes, it's Manchin and Sinema also, but there's plenty of votes there. And on the Republican side, Romney, Murkowski, Portman, and Collins, and so on. Here's the problem. There are only 9 Republicans who have signed on. You need 10. Moscow Mitch can filibuster it. What did Moscow Mitch say? He's a toad. You know he's a toad. And what he said was, this is very constructive, and we will examine it. Well, what that means is they'll go through it, and they'll try to yank out anything that could stop them from screwing up an election and throw in other things that they want. We'll see. We'll see. It's going to be submitted. If this only gets 59 votes and doesn't get through, that confirms in my mind that the Republican Party has drifted to fascism. Right now, there are 59 votes, apparently. But it's all very good. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, I'm going to repeat myself on something I said yesterday to Diamond Poot. A call from former President Trump to Robin Voss equals more cash for Gableman. You know, this has turned into a joke, and it's a real bad joke. And Voss, instead of saying the right thing like somebody like Raffensperger at least did down in Georgia, oh, I understand his concerns. No, you should have said something to the effect, no, you lost, and you're costing the state of Wisconsin over $1 million already with this, you know, just total BS. But, of course, Voss doesn't have, you know, the nats to do the right thing whatsoever. And he just goes right along with the big lie, some more, let's have some more of this. I mean, how can people down that part of the state vote for that problem?
Yeah, well, the problem is, you're making a very good point, Dick. He represents part of Racine County, the Mount Pleasant area where there's Foxconn. So he was a major Foxconn supporter. More to the point, in 2020, you remember there were some April elections, and COVID had just hit, and people were scared, and people were buying groceries over the phone and having clerks at the grocery store put them in their trunk, and then they put them in their garage to make sure that they didn't have viruses on them, because we falsely felt that it was passed by touch rather than by air. Well, Robin Voss showed up at the elections in 2020. Evers tried to postpone them because a lot of people weren't going to vote, very low turnout. Voss said, oh, there's no problem. I'm going to be at the polls. I'm going to volunteer at the polls. He showed up in a hazmat suit. He looked like a spaceman on the space shuttle. He could have been walking through, turpentine. I mean, this guy could have been walking through a smallpox cloud, and it couldn't have gotten to him. He was like a beekeeper. The guy had stuff all over him, lurching ahead. And people were lined up without masks, because back then they didn't know that they needed them. In these long lines, very low turnout. He has always done things hypocritically. Always done things. There's no danger at all. I'm going to show up at the polls. And he shows up in a hazmat suit. Okay? Secondly, what he's done here is this. Dick has just pointed out, and it's true, you're not going to believe this, a week ago, Trump called Voss, Robin Voss, and he goes, Robin, the Supreme Court just said that you can't use drop boxes, so therefore the last election was illegal, therefore convene the legislature and give it to me. And, you know, first of all, that's Looney Tunes. Drop boxes were used in 2016 when Trump was elected. If I would have said, oh, really, Trump, you want me to overturn the 16 election too? What, only the 20 election? And first of all, there's nothing retroactive about it. And secondly, there weren't enough votes in the drop boxes. given the relative proportions that have changed the election. Do you want me to overturn my election, me, Voss? Do you want me to overturn statewide elections, every election, or just your election, or your unelection? And he didn't do that. And you know, as Dick points out, Raffensperger stood tall. He just said, "No, I'm going to certify it. That's the law." Trump weaseled, got down on his knees, like one of the Engas. I forget if it's Kapenga or Kunyenga, one of the Engas, who said that I am but a bobby pin to Thor's hammer. What man says that to another man? Come on. You know, I'm a bobby pin to Thor, your Thor's hammer, and I genuflect and I wear socks with your pictures on. That's what he said. These are sick people. They're sick as hell. So Voss just weaseled. Oh, yeah, I understand your concerns. Absolutely. I wish I could. I wish. No. No, that's not what he should say. You should stand tall and say, look, I voted for Trump. He didn't make it. Next time, better luck with somebody else. The fact is, Ron Johnson, even, who continues to say that there was a concern with the election, when he was taped and he didn't know that he was being taped in a Republican event, said, no, Republican candidates got 50,000 more votes than Trump. Congress, for the legislature, they won very handily. People didn't want Trump. He pointed that out. Trump never asks to overturn all the elections in the state, only his election. So Dick is exactly right. And the other thing that he's right is, now Voss, to appease Trump, will give Gableman more money. He'll say, okay, Gableman, you know you're getting money to beat the ethics violations against you at taxpayer expense, but keep up the good work. Hey, these are my tax dollars. These are your tax dollars. These are everybody's tax dollars. And we just got another infusion courtesy of Trump. That's why we need this Election Protection Act. Problem is, it may be filibustered. Stand by. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We had a